And so much for the first manned flight of the Gemini program, GT3, and we are now standing by for GT4.
704, Carnarvon, Capcom.
Hello, Carnarvon, Gemini 4.
Roger, give me your status.
Roger, we're go. Everything looks great.
Roger, Gemini 4. You look good here on the ground. Will you give me your battery readouts, please?
Roger, stand by. They're coming.
Gemini 4, you can turn your radiator, correction, your secondary pump bay off. You evaporator to normal. Your radiator looks good.
Roger, evaporator normal and secondary pump bay off. Understand, everything looks good.
Okay, give me about 10 seconds on your quantity read switch. And I'm standing by for your battery readouts. While you're doing that, can the command pilot give me a little information on the booster, the distance, what you had to do to get up close to see it, and how's the light working?
Roger, the light's working fine. I can't tell exactly how far I am from it. I guess I'm probably around a half a mile or so. The booster started tumbling right as we came off of it. I tried to damp the rates down, and I got them down to what looked like a quarter degree per second, but as soon as we came off and I got around to see it, it was tumbling.
Okay, how much delta V have you used before darkness?
I've got about 30 feet per second showing on my windows here.
Okay.
The booster fell away quite rapidly and got below us, like there was a considerable difference in our velocities, and I've been struggling here to not let the thing get too far from me.
Alrighty, if you give me your battery readouts, they look good, I can give you a go for 3-4. Roger. And I'll need your accelerometer bias.
You don't have to stand by for the accelerometer bias. I just can't keep the booster in sight and stand still, too.
Okay, you can give it to Guaymas.
I'm afraid you're going to have to wait for another orbit or two.
Alrighty.
From here on, the crew are preparing for the first spacewalk by an American, the astronaut H. White.
Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom.
Good, Carnarvon, Gemini 4.
Roger, will you give me a correction? Will you start pumping up your blood pressure? I don't have any TMs yet. Are you in real time in act position?
Stand by. Negative, we're in command. Let me get you real time in act position.
Roger.
Listen, CM2, or the head is off comm right now. He's trying to get us umbilical hooked up.
Okay, we need a blood pressure immediately from the command pilot.
Well, stand by one. Listen, you might advise flight by way of the landline that we're running late on this thing. There's a lot to do and we're having trouble keeping track of all this stuff.
Okay.
I'll give you a blood pressure as soon as I get around to it.
Right. Okay, we're not going to say anything. They're here on the ground. If you need anything, we're here. Wait.
Okay. Listen, just advise Capcom that we're running, or the flight deck, we're running a little late. We might not be ready yet for Hawaii.
Okay, he's ready. He knows that. Okay, Houston advises that if you are unable to make it this pass, we'll take your evaluation and we'll pick it up on the next pass.
Roger, understand that.
Alrighty.
That's what I wanted to get clear.
Roger. Okay, you don't have to acknowledge this. You're in an 8.9 or 0.2 by 155 orbit, and it's a 4.8 day lifetime. Turn your right secondary O2 open, your left secondary O2 closed. Houston advisor, you can use any attitude you want for extravehicular activity. What's your status for EVA?
My status is go for EVA.
Okay, your go for EVA from here, and for decompression, correction, for depressurization. Can you give us the blood pressure? I'm a command pilot.
Roger, I'm going to try to give you a blood pressure right now.
Alrighty. Okay, we got a good blood pressure from you. Your right secondary O2 should be open, your left secondary O2 should be closed.
Affirmative, that's the configuration. The left is closed, the right is open.
Stanley, have a go to start the decompression, is that right?
That's affirmative, a go for decompression and a go for EVA.
Roger. We'll expect to be out by the time I get near Hawaii.
Roger, very good.
The spacewalk has been successfully carried out over the States, and the crew will be repressurizing the spacecraft and settling in at this time.
Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom. Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom.
Hello, Carnarvon, this is Gemini 4. How do you read?
Loud and clear. How me, over. Gemini 4, Carnarvon, read you loud and clear. How do you read me? Over.
Hello, Carnarvon, Gemini 4.
Gemini 4, Gemini 4, Carnarvon, read you loud and clear. Over. Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom.
Hello, Carnarvon, hello, Carnarvon, Gemini 4.
Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom.
Carnarvon, Gemini 4, you read me?
Roger, loud and clear. How me? Over.
Loud and clear. It's nice to have somebody to talk to again.
Roger, it's good to hear you. How are things going?
Okay, we're back inside the spacecraft. We're repressurized to 5 PSI. We are not, I say again, we are not going to depressurize the spacecraft again.
Roger, understand. How are you feeling?
Say again?
How are you feeling?
Everybody's fine. We're feeling great.
Roger?